This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into another day, don't forget to put God first in your life. There's nothing more important in your life than your relationship with God. He's the one who made you. He designed you. How could you possibly make your life work properly without a good relationship with Him? I know I tried and my life was a big mess on my own. But when I put God at the center of my life came together because that's how my life was designed by God to be. And your life is exactly the same. Put God first, not only in sort of your thinking and your values, but in your time. Put God first in your day. And that's why right here at the beginning of the day, we take some time together, time with God. And that means we open up the Bible and see what God has to say that speaks right into our hearts. And this week, we're looking at two little stories at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, and we're going back to the same stories again today and every day this week, and just drawing a little something different out of them about how to live out the good news of Jesus, just like Jesus did in his own life, and he really modeled it for us. Let me just read you a few verses of these two stories. It says in Mark chapter 2, verse 1, when Jesus had come back to Capernaum several days afterward, it was heard that he was at home, and many were gathered together. And remember yesterday we talked about how Jesus' way of dealing with people was so attractive. People loved to be around him, and that was a challenge to us about our own lives. Many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room, not even the door. He was speaking the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Being unable to get to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." You come down a few verses later, and Mark tells about another encounter Jesus had. In verse 13, Jesus went out again by the seashore. All the people were coming to him, and he was teaching them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting in the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed him, and it happened that Jesus was reclining at the table in Levi's house, and many tax collectors and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them, and they were following Jesus. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "Why is he eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners?" Hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It's not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Well, in these two stories, you see so many parallels, and one of them is that Jesus' ministry into the lives of these people had truth content. In the first story, the crowd had gathered in Peter's house, and he was speaking the word to them. Here later, he went down by the seashore. All the people were coming to him, and he was teaching them. That is, in your relationships with people in your life, there's truth content that those people need to understand. Jesus' life wasn't just about ministering to the paralytic and healing him and helping people. He did all of those things. They were huge priorities in his life, but they were all in the context of spoken truth that people needed to hear and embrace by faith. And it's the same in your life. The people in your life who need to know God, they have misconceptions about God. They're thinking wrong things about what God is like and how a person can be right with God. And you need to just start God conversations with people in your life. And sometimes those conversations are best started not with a big statement that invites someone to challenge it, but with a question. What do you think about this? Or how do you deal with this issue in your life? And then just see where God takes it. Look for God conversations. The people in your life need the truth content about God that you have already received through the Bible. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.